Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni, and I approve this message.
Thank you. and the rest of Houghton, I tell you what, has been a crazy week. A lot of things have gone psycho the past couple of days, but we all survived, right? And Russell Virgil, I got a very good friend of mine I'm going to introduce. I'm going to bring on here in just a little bit. Now, how you guys doing?
Oh, well, it's going to be expected. Tell you what, it was so hot down here in South Central Texas today, I saw a fire hydrant chasing a dog.
Well, that's nothing. I saw chicken skinny dipping earlier. So how you doing, Virgil?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. We got a little downtime and doing some work on some guns and stuff.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you guys, you've heard me over the years that we know each other. You know that I used to play for legendary.
You're speaking Martian at times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you, how's that? Is this better? That way better?
I don't know.
You got to start talking.
All right. But anyway, you know, for many years, I've told you guys that I used to play for legendary rock and roller Bobby Day and stuff of my good friend Roller Brown. Well, we ran into each other again, and he's on the air right now. And stuff, so he's going to join us. So here he is. Hey, Rowan, how you doing, brother? Can you hear us?
Hey, William, how's it going?
Hey, going good. It's been many years, brother.
Oh, let me tell you what, Josh, it seems like that calendar just goes flying by every year, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Roger Russell, this is Rowan Brown. He was one of the lead singers in the group and everything, and I wanted to introduce him and stuff. So I tell you what, you know, just yesterday there was a destruction in Georgia with the headstones over there and everything. Russell, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's to be expected. That's the way, I don't care if you want to read Mein Kampf and follow how Hitler went about it, or Mao, or Stalin, or any of those guys. We're just seeing, we're just watching that play out before us. Take over the meat, you play dirty, who votes doesn't count, but rather who counts the vote is what matters. Hitler had his brown shirt that intimidated the people who disagree or spoke out, you know. This modern Democrat Party has Antifa and BLM, you know.
Right.
So, we're just there watching history replay itself, and it's always going to have the same. The part of it that really hit hard with me, I think, is the poll that OAN ran about a week ago or so. Anyway, they interviewed Democrats, Republicans, independents, everyone, out of that 44%, almost one in two, 44% at this point in time believes that a civil war or something along those lines is unavoidable. And, these people know they're screwed, and they're not letting off the paddle. They're playing dirty. They're playing crooked. I mean, they know, we know that they're lying, and they still continue to do it. And, it's just going to be a matter of when the rest of the country had enough.
Right. Well, we predicted this, 12 years ago, Russell, me and you, when we said, how we played all this out, you know, and everything. And it's like, seeing that playing out, I'm like, wow. You know, I'm just sitting back, watching it. Roland, what are your thoughts with everything going on? I mean, I know you're up there in Utah.
Yeah, you know what? As I sit here and listen to you guys talk about this, it really brings home that, you know, you are not going to stop prophecy. Prophecy talks about in the last days, you know, rumors of wars and all this crazy stuff that's going on. We are literally seeing prophecy happen right in front of our eyes.
Oh, without a doubt.
And let me tell you what.
Well, let me ask you something. Since you brought that up, I concur with what you said and stuff like that. My question to you would be, I've gotten different takes on it from different scholars and stuff like that. I'm not sure where I stand on it, but the way that it was laid out to me is that there won't be an America left during this time. I mean, we will be completely, we will destroy ourselves within pretty much. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take much. You know, people really don't get down and dissect what this country and how this country was started. I mean, way back, providence and prayer, I mean, even our currency, In God We Trust, we had a belief that we had a higher power that was steering the ship, so to speak, and we have completely gotten away from that. It is self-will run riot. We are the masters of our own destiny, and we have completely taken God out of anything that we do. And is it any wonder that the degradation just continues to get worse and worse and worse? And, you know, to go one step further than that, it all starts with having a family and having family values. And family values are thrown out the window now. Look at the divorce rate. Look at the, you know, kids having fathers at home. Everything deteriorating to a level that is just unbelievable.
Well, but, you know, we talked about this previously, matter of fact, years ago, about how I don't know what you want to call it. You can call it socialist, communist, I prefer the word demons, but took over the education system. And that was the first thing they did. They started their indoctrination lightly at first and stuff. It really kicked off hard, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s, when they kind of put the pedal to the metal. I think that was a very, very big part of it. Instead, you know, they took God out of every aspect of that. But what I kind of like looking at, I don't know, I'd like to hear y'all's thoughts on it, is you look at the way the Bible describes the people were living at the time Noah built the ark, and you look at the way the people are living now and compare that to the way it was described in the Bible, and I have no doubt that we're fixing to get taken to the woodshed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. I got to tell you guys what happened to me yesterday. Can everybody hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Do I got a minute, William?
As long as you want, brother.
Okay, so yesterday I had an opportunity to go visit my son, and he bought a brand new Corvette, and he said, "Dad, you want to drive this thing?" And I said, "Absolutely, let me in that thing." And We have I-15 is the main freeway that goes right through Salt Lake. And I got in that bad boy, and it's cherry red. And I got in there, and I got that thing going up to 115 miles an hour. And I look in my rear view, and son of a gun, there lit up like a Christmas tree, okay? And they pull me over, and it's this highway patrol, and he said, registration and license, sir. And I gave him my license and registration, and he looks over at me, and he says, Mr. Brown, do you realize how fast you were going? And I said, yes, sir. I was going about 75 miles an hour. And he goes, yeah, right. And he goes, listen, I'm close to my shift being done. And if you can give me a good excuse why you were going this fast, I'm going to let you off. I'm going to let you go free. And I said, okay, well, give me a second here. And I thought and thought and thought. And he said, well, what's your excuse, sir? And I said, well, officer, about 2 years ago, my wife left with a highway patrolman, left me, and I thought you were bringing her back.
Why did you say that? What did he say?
he started laughing so hard he darn near choked, handed me my license and stuff back, and he said, you are a winner, sir.
You had some questions about those stones and stuff that we were talking about and everything, and, you know, what those stones represented was pure evil, because what I understood, they were having satanic rituals there and everything. And Russell, did you see those video footages of it, of the explosion?
I guess I have. What explosion are we talking about?
The one in Georgia with those stone hedges, I believe it.
Yeah, I saw an article on that today. Yeah, well, you know, that's just another test in how the Communist Manifesto or any of these powers work is you have to take history. All
right? Right.
You know, people who know their history and are proud of themselves and what they've accomplished and proud of the country that allowed them to do that and get up and go to work every day and stuff like that, those people are the problem to tyrants and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to, hell, I forgot where I was even going with this. Never mind.
What's going on, Virgil? You've been quiet.
Well, first of all, I didn't have anything to do with that shit in Georgia, okay? Nothing.
Uh-huh.
All right, I got an alibi. At that time, I was building flamethrowers and converting a dozer into a tank, okay? So y'all can just take me out of that as a suspect, okay?
All right. You sure you weren't blowing up your garage again? Like
oh,
you did
no,
last
no,
time?
No. No, I didn't blow up the garage. I shook the house, but I didn't blow up the garage.
Right.
But but this here, you know, I'm hearing, you know, I don't know too much about these stones, rocks or whatever. I've been reading about it, and they had a bunch of different languages on there, Russian, Hebrew, this, that, and the other. And as far as I know, you know, I'm hearing, seeing spray paint on it, you know, F the New World Order and all of this kind of stuff here where it's been vandalized. So I don't know. And another thing that's got me puzzled is where are all of these young, freaky kids getting the money to buy these weapons.
Exactly. I was going to bring that in. Exactly. Another.
They got some background noise with a fan or something.
Oh, that must be me. Hold on. Better?
Yes. But
yeah, I was going to bring that up, and you know, with that this shooting.
I mean, this last this last shooter. I mean, come on, man. This guy looks like he couldn't even load an ice tray to put in the freezer.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what type of weapon he had or what type of weapon they're showing, but that one on that tripod, that was not a semi-automatic weapon. That was a bolt-action rifle. That was a custom-made tactical sniper rifle that they're showing. Those things are dreadfully expensive. You know, if there's one thing I know the price of guns. And I know the price of those rifles. And
well,
where are these kids getting that money? Russell,
well,
you got any idea where are these children getting this money from?
Well, you know, mommy and daddy give them a credit card and buy them vehicles and make sure they never have to break a sweat doing anything. Until they're 35 or 40 years old, you know, and then they'll finally graduate from college, weighing 300 pounds, get a job at Starbucks, and be angry and hate the world.
That seems to be about the pattern of it, you know.
I mean, the tattoos on this guy just say, they're You look up the evidence, and it's Socialist Party this, Socialist Party that. And I mean this kid here. I mean, he is a definite poster child for birth control. I mean, if there was ever a reason to have an abortion, you know, I'm pretty sure his daddy is sick every Father's Day. You know what? What? You know, I'll never drink a fifth of Cisco again. You know,
right.
Every time he sees him. But
well, you know, before we went off the air for, you know, for the past for about a week, we predicted that the mass shooting was going to be sent, and it did, and everything. But what I'm seeing in the patterns that I've been hearing some other stories.
You garbling up real bad, Joseph.
All right. Well, these guys are like sleeper cells, and they're waking up. I mean, you know, what is your thoughts on that, Russell? Was it sleeper cells? You think it's possible?
No, I'm not buying into that. I don't believe these guys are in kind of sleeper cells or nothing. I mean, like Brian said, you look at that shooter and you know, you kind of wonder how he tied his shoes by himself, you know. I agree with Berger. They probably, when it all comes out and said and done, this kid was probably on some kind of psychosis, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like a lot of things, but stable was one of them. You can't help but know it just comes in grass, you know, of this stuff. And now, oh, by the way, y'all haven't heard Rob Elementary School down there in East Valley?
The mayor's asking
Texas Rangers to investigate because he thinks there's a cover-up going on. So I think a lot of people may think it's going to be, but I'm saying let's just sit here and let Texas Rangers do their job. They don't mess around pretty quick, and we'll see what comes of it. But, you know, we had discussed earlier, when it had happened there and stuff like that, that something smelled pretty damn fishy around that pot of beans.
All right. What's your input, Roland, on the...
What was that?
What's your input on this? You know, with that, you did the shooting up here in Texas.
Oh, you know what? Every time I see some of these things, I've had an opportunity to watch that idiot's videos that he's put online and stuff, and it just absolutely, I mean, these people, that is satanic as it gets. I mean, I don't know if you've watched the video that this guy put together, but
yeah, I did.
It just absolutely didn't make sense. It was, I mean, if you took his brain out and put it in a hummingbird, that poor creature would fly backwards. He is just a messed up individual. And most of them are. And I don't know what to attribute it to. I don't know if it's these damn video games. I don't know if it's a combination of...
Here's what it is. These kids stay locked in their rooms, and they're playing this Grand Theft Auto and this Call of Duty stuff, and they've got them on these antidepressants, and the kids live on ramen noodles and microwave oven pizza rolls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all of a sudden, something's got to flip, man. Something's got to flip. All of a sudden, that game becomes reality, and outside the door is fantasy. Okay? I mean, it just, these antidepressant drugs, let me tell you something, this stuff, it's basically what you're doing is you're taking LSD, Purple Haze, Orange Sunshine, all of this, and basically what you're doing is you're taking a Bonnie and Clyde drug and you're putting it in a synthetic version, okay, and then you're peddling it off as a Donnie and Marie drug. But it has this, and it just changed the name of it. And basically that's what it is. These kids are flipping out on this stuff. These kids are flipping out. I mean, if you look at every veteran suicide that has taken place, you look at 85%, this is the facts, 85% of the veteran suicides, these guys and these women were taking some kind of antidepressant drug.
Yeah. And you know what? The other thing that they're missing, too, and it just gets worse and worse and worse every year. I just my nieces and nephews, I think as generations go on, they have absolutely zero social skills. They don't even know how to communicate with each other. You'll see them, you see kids out on a date, you know, when I say kids, 21 to 25 to 26, and they're standing 3 feet next to each other, texting each other.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's no social interaction. They don't, it's digital distraction. They got their faces in these damn games, and is it any wonder that's going to flip their brain?
Oh, I get my ass chewed out all the time. I get my ass chewed by my dispatcher all the time, okay, because whenever we have a problem, a truck driver, okay, whenever we have a problem or whenever we have to set a new appointment to load or unload, you know, on the arrival and everything else, they want you to call dispatch, and dispatch emails them, and dispatch wants to text you while you're driving or send you something over your e-log or whatever. Well, hell, I look up the company, I call them. I talk to a person. And, boy, when they find out about that, oh, you're not supposed to do that. We got to email them, and we got to do this, and we got to do that, and all of this. Hey, you know, pick up the telephone, talk to somebody. You know, that's what it's there for.
Right.
I mean, it's just impossible, you know. And you're right about the communication thing. It's not only social skills. These kids do not have. I tell you what, You take any 15-year-old kid, stick him out in the yard, and give him an axe and tell him to chop firewood, and I guarantee you within 15 minutes you dial a 911 for an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah. It is amazing, and it's getting worse and worse and worse every year.
Well, you know, it's...
Oh, you should read about the... You should read... Look, you should read about the guys down next to New Orleans. They don't put it on TV often. You should read about the guys that get ropes and everything and throw them across power lines and everything, trying to pull them down to cut up the power lines to go sell at the scrapyard, and they get electrocuted.
Well,
that happens on a weekly basis.
This is the best, this is the best example that I can come up with from, none of us sitting here talking with these exactly spring chickens. When I got my first vehicle, it still had the owner's manual in it. It told you how to adjust your lifters, how to gap your points, your plug, set your timing, all that kind of stuff. You buy a new car today, you open the owner's manual, it says do not drink the contents of the battery.
Yeah. Yep. Or the washer fluid. Or the washer fluid. Not for human consumption.
Right.
You know.
But
I mean, it's just...
It is kind of fun to send them in there and tell them they need some blink fluid.
Oh, yes. I've done that several times. I'm telling you, y'all should if y'all are bored one day and you want some entertainment, go to your nearest truck stop and just hang out at the fuel aisle. Just hang out at the fuel aisle and you will have the laugh of a lifetime. I mean, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm serious. I mean, you got guys that'll grab that blue handle for that diesel emission fuel and put it right in the fuel tank, and then can't understand why the truck came to a dead stop, just killed the engine right there at the fuel aisle. I'm serious, guys. I'm serious. If you knew what was driving out on them 18-wheelers now with hazardous material on them highways, you would not get on there. You would not get anywhere near a big truck.
Let me ask you a question about that. So, you know, I think it's fair to say that the automotive industry, these kids these days, they don't want to get their hands dirty. So the automotive industry is finding it hard to find kids that want to be mechanics. These kids anymore, they don't want to get their hands dirty, and they want to be on a computer. They don't want to fix an engine. So the industry is dying because the youngsters coming up, they don't want to do this. Is that same thing happening in the trucking industry?
Oh yes, it's happening. You cannot find someone that's coming out of these truck driving schools that can drive a straight 10, a 13 or 15 speed transmission, manual transmission. They all have to have automatics. All have to have automatics in those trucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I saw today? You're not going to believe it. Well, you might, Virgil. I was coming in through town. I happened to look in my rearview mirror, and I seen this big truck behind me, but there was no driver behind me. I looked at Trish, and I said, look back there and see if you see a driver.
Oh, yeah, that's those auto-drive trucks. and they're supposed to be having a driver in the driver's seat, but they crawl in the sleeper. They crawl in the sleeper and play on their phones.
No one in the cab. Well, the thing was, there was no one in the front seat. I thought it was a ghost lighting. You know? But
you have trucks today. They're coming out with these trucks where you got sensors all around them. And these things are more dangerous than what you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes up too close on the car, the truck automatically derates. Okay? Common sense has been taken out of it. Okay, you just have a bunch of steering wheel holders. And you ought to see some of these guys back into these terminals or in these plants. I mean, I take my life in my own hands every time I go into a plant. Because they back into fire hydrants. They back into vehicles. At the truck stops, they sideswipe each other. I don't back into the parking spaces anymore at the truck stops. I pull in nose first. That way when they pull out, if they hit that trailer, that's between them and Safeway Transportation. I don't have anything to do with that. But, I mean, it's just, and, I mean, I watched one literally. This guy gets out of a truck. He's at the fuel aisle. At a pilot, gets out of the truck. Mm-hmm. This woman in a full-length burqa gets out the truck on the driver's side, okay, with him. Then three children get out of this truck, and he just blocks off the fuel aisle, and they're going in the store. Don't pump a drop of fuel. Well, you know, people waiting to get fuel, we wait, you know, we waiting in line, we all looking at this. And, you know, not that I have to do it, it's just because I want to do it because, well, it just pisses people off. So I have this little screwdriver called a valve core tool, and I go up to his front tires, and I pull his valve cores out, and I put him on two flats right there. I give him a reason to stay there at the fuel aisle.
Virgil. But,
I've done it several times. I've done it several times.
Well, I thought it was interesting just to see that. The first time that I ever saw a driverless truck. That was the first time I ever saw one.
Well, that's what they're pushing for. That's what they're pushing for.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you,
they're pushing for the electric trucks. They're pushing for the new Green Deal, all electric semi trucks, and they're pulling for these computerized auto drive trucks.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're trying to phase us out. I've got 22 years experience. Okay,
right.
Really 24. And I'll pull tankers all my life, chemical tankers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull shit that's corrosive and explosive. I'll pull everything known to man that can kill you. And
I know my dad would be disappointed today. I mean, you remember Roland, my dad used to be a trucker back in the day, you know, before he passed away and stuff. And I tell you, he would shake his head.
But I'm especially, you know, but tonight is a special night. You see, I hate Stephen Colbert with a passion. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He gives me the drills. I hate him. But AOC is going to be on his show tonight. So I have got to stay up and catch her pearls of wisdom. I don't know about you, Russell. But I have got to hear this.
Honestly, brother, I just continue to listen to Jackass Gray.
Well, keep us informed Monday. You know.
It's...
I don't know, brother. I mean, it's...
And I've been watching these this testimony at this January 6th hearing, and I mean, this is just, I mean, oh my God, the stuff they are coming out with. I mean, you sci-fi movie producers and script writers can't come up with this shit. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I've been watching it too.
You know, I mean, with all of this hearsay, you know, hearsay is inadmissible. It's inadmissible. Mm-hmm. So this this proves right here is just a show. It's just mm-hmm. a show. See, the seriousness came in, like I said on the show previously, when they was having the gun control hearings and this representative from Texas was testifying about, you mm-hmm. know, his family having semi-automatic weapons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was telling them, we use semi-automatic weapons to hunt hogs with. We use them for self-defense if we need to. And we also keep them to defend ourselves against tyranny. Well, Russell, mm-hmm. Jerry Nadler shut the whole thing down. Okay? He shut the whole thing down, and he asked the man this question. Okay, and this is what put me in high gear with getting everything together. Right? I've been piddling around, but this is what put me in high gear. This one question, Russell. Do you intend to use semi-automatic weapons against American troops?
Yes.
Automatically, he associated the word tyranny with American troops. Now, I don't know, you know, the school we went to, Russell, taught us that President Rutherford B. Hayes signed into law something called Posse Comitatus, and it forbids use of the military to enforce domestic policy on the American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the essence of that question, Russell? What was the essence of that question?
I think the first thing that popped up to me was that the Democratic Party, the U.S. Mm-hmm. military is dumb enough to fire on the American people. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and have you heard this one? Have y'all heard about this one? The Department of Defense has now made a judgment call that a high school diploma, that a diploma or GED, is not required to join the United States military.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. And it doesn't matter if you have a criminal record or not either.
Carter was saying that it is so many people are leaving and they're falling so short on their recruitment, you know, that current leaders say it is now okay for HIV positive people to join.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah!
Well, guys, it's getting close to that time.
Well, Russell, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to go back to that 44% you was talking about earlier. You see, I did the math on that. Okay, the census shows that 390.5 million people live in the United States. 44% of that is 1,044,900,088. Okay, down that. And then I looked up the members, active military members. Okay, we have a little over 1 million, and that's not in the United States. That's scattered worldwide. We have 800,000 reserves. Okay, go ahead, Nadler. Start your shit.
Right.
Start your shit.
Right.
You see, there's a black comedian that came on TikTok, and he was talking on stage, and he said, you know, America has one thing that there is nowhere else in the world. And it's not because we're the richest country or we're the most beautiful country. We have something that they don't have anywhere else in the world. Rednecks.
Right.
Okay. Guys that have had an arsenal in their basement since 1775 just waiting for the occasion.
Right.
Okay.
Well, got off the air. But, true.
Okay, imagine this. Imagine the shit kicks off. Okay. They have to call in the National Guard, the military, and everything else to try and calm everything down. By the time they get to where all the shit's kicking off at, they look around, there's shotgun shell holes and beer cans everywhere. And by the time they arrive, what the fuck went on here? Hey, boy, war's over.
Right.
You know?
Right. Facts. Those are facts. But I tell you, right? But, man, I tell you what.
I've got an early day tomorrow. I'm going to have to blast off. Good talking to y'all. Definitely a pleasure to meet you, Rowan. I concur with your outlook in general. Be safe out there, guys. Killing commies for commies. This is Gunny out.
Right.
All righty.
Yeah, it's getting close to that time, and I tell you what, Virgil, it's coming, whether they want to admit it or not. Don't you think?
Oh, it's coming. I love it. You know, I love it. I've been saying this for years and years and years, and people have been looking at me and talking about me like I'm just some kind of fucking nutcase. Now everybody's asking me, what should I do? Well, if you ain't got it done by now, put your head between your legs, kiss your ass goodbye.
That's what I tell them, because I've had the same thing happen, and everything. But I tell you what, we'll be back Monday and everything, and next week, Roland is going to come back on, and I'm going to have Bobby Day's wife on, and we're going to do a very special show honoring Bobby Day. And as you know, Virgil, I used to play a mean guitar back in the day. And stuff, but we're going to bring her on.
When you were fraternizing with them lizard people from outer space.
I wonder if it was all that cocaine being rolling did back then.
Anyway,
I'm kidding. But anyway, we're going to do a big special on that thing. And this is a movie that has I've been wanting for a very long time.
And you need to get you some better audio equipment, because you sound like you're talking on the water half the time.
I'm working on it. Well, we'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll be back here Monday night. Everybody, y'all be careful out there, and just keep watching. That's all we can say.
All right. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.